Good morning, Krishna, and welcome back to our studio after quite some years, no?
I don't know about years, but maybe sometime.
And you have a fifth edition of Lively Up Your Earth coming up in 2019?
No. This is the sixth edition.
This is the sixth edition?
This is the sixth.
The sixth edition.
Eco Music Festival, Lively Up Your Earth at Solitude Farm, Oroville. Since 2010 was the first one.
That one I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
Okay, this one is the sixth one.
Yeah,
and
it's really...
On February, probably?
No, it's going to be on January the 12th.
Okay, that's also the thing.
And it's the... You know, it's the whole spectrum of creativity that you find in Oroville, from people doing work with clay and macrame and palm leaf weaving. There's a mushroom workshop, there's a cotton spinning, there is a space for healers, the healers space. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had that before. This year we make it a little bit bigger for the healers. And there is, of course, Onkoli doing laughter yoga, and then Sam doing the capoeira. There's a very nice German newcomer called Michael, lives in Sadhana, and he teaches Qigong, so he's going to do a Qigong session. And then Armando and his group, Danny and all, they're doing a Beatles tribute. But we also have Swaram for the first time performing with us, but they're going to be doing a sound therapy with electronic and acoustic music. Then we have François Angelini playing the Eastern European music. And we have from Germany a group which is, it's not a band, it's a collective, artist collective. And they are called the Music Ashram. And they are doing a 6:30 in the evening to 6:30 in the morning jam session.
12 hours.
Yes. Yeah, they're quite out there, these artists. They'll be spending some time working with Oroville artists the week before the festival. They'll be working on the set. They are the director of this group, Ralph. He does quite top end music videos. He just did a music video with this group called Pussy Riot, and in Banksy's exhibition in Bristol. You know, so they're quite out there. So we're looking forward to that. But actually, if none of that happened, the festival would still go on, because the core of the festival is not all that. That's the adhesive that brings everyone together. You know, that's the binding element. But the core of the festival actually is all about local food, which is the work that Solitude is, you know, evolved into. You know, really, it's the message of the work that I've been engaged in for many years now. And there'll be 16 local food stalls.
I believe not only for Moro.
It's the work that we're doing. That's what we're presenting. You know, we have a lot of people coming who are to help run those, but the food stalls are basically trying to show people the value of the foods we have growing around us, which includes the green papaya and the chicken spinach and the turkey berry and the banana stem and the banana flower. So, for example, the green papaya stall, when you go to the stall, there'll be samples all day to try green papaya salad, Thai salad, and a vegetable and a soup and a curry and all different ways you can eat green papaya. But there'll also be leaflets illustrating the main characteristics of local food and the benefits nutritionally and medicinally. And those leaflets will be in Tamil and English, because if we don't embrace the Tamil language, you can't access this. This is all about Tamil, this festival actually. Then there'll be two big information boards in Tamil and English, with a bit more brief synopsis of what the values of these particular produce are. Then there'll be produce. So if it's a green papaya stall, as I say, you get a green papaya. But there'll also be seeds, and there'll also be plants, papaya plants you can take with you.
So we could purchase them.
I don't know how we'll do that at the moment. You know, it's maybe a contribution. It's something, it's not for doing a business. It's to, we would like people to go away with that and do it. You know, that's our aim. So every stall will be like that, you know, a very interactive, educational space, valuing those plants. So this is really a festival.
These stores, you mentioned 16 stores with yes. local produce. That means not only our villains, but also the people from the bioregion, correct?
I mean, people from the bioregion coming to help run the stalls. You know, these stalls, they're not like this. You know, the green papaya doesn't belong to Oroville. It's something everywhere. No,
somebody need to grow it. I mean, what you're bringing.
No, they grow everywhere though. Mm. They're a weed. That's one of the characteristics of local food. It grows in abundance. You throw the seeds over your shoulder. You look around. After a few months, there's the trees are there. Mm. You don't do anything. That's the value of local food. And that it has a, you know, because it's in abundance, it uses less resources, less water. And because it's, in abundance, it's a non-exclusive food. Mm. It's not something you have to be rich to eat. Anyone can eat it. And then it has a higher nutritional and medicinal value. And it has no ecological cost. You know, there were no food miles in bringing it to your plate. So there's many benefits of local food. And it's those benefits which in the context of the crisis that we're in, you know, the water is coming in a lorry in Chennai to drink. The air is so bad to breathe. I mean, in Oroville, we live in a bubble. We are very privileged. Mm. But you go in Delhi, they cancelled the 2020 cricket match with millions of dollars of sponsorship because the players were fainting last year.
Because of the pollution.
But the air pollution. Mm. And then you see you have a epidemic of diabetes and high blood pressure. And so many problems we're facing.
It's caused civilizations, diseases, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the root of that is we lost our relationship with Mother Nature and where our food comes from. So we're just trying to illustrate that the solution is very simple. You know, anyone can engage in the solution, but the solution is to move away from industrialization of food and move back towards a relationship,
produce,
you know.
Local produce and the relationship with the earth you are working
exactly.
on.
Mm. I mean, everything is about relationship. You want to, you know, and relationship implies time, you know, how much time you give to something. So if you want to learn guitar, you need time. If you have a fight with someone, you want to resolve the problem, you need some time. Mm. But we don't give any time to figure out where our food comes from. And yet we eat three times a day. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, in Oroville, but I'm talking in general, no? Mm. I'm talking in general. Even if you go in general, you ask, you know, ask 100 people, where did your food come from you had for breakfast? They don't really know, you know? Maybe they know that if we're in Oroville, we're very, very lucky to say, my curd came from Annapurna. Wow, that's lucky to be able to say that. Mm. It's very privileged. But in general, that's not the case,
people
you know?
And the kids will say milk come from the shop.
Yes, exactly, you know, exactly. So this is a very, very important subject, you know. It's not a subject of someone's, you know, whim and someone's trip or someone personal to do with Krishna. No, this is a subject, you know. As I was telling you, there's just been a few videos have just been made of and broadcast on the television in Tamil Nadu and on the internet, and the response is overwhelming outside of Oroville. Half a million views this video has had, you know, talking about what I've just told you about local food. So this is this festival is really about trying to bring this subject into the context of celebration and share it in joy with people, but share it very well. You know,
on the healthy base. I remember years back you told me that, you know, the community actually, it's not really a community unless it also celebrates together. So that is the occasion also to cherish, respect and see the value of the local produce and celebrate together with the music.
Definitely, correct? Yeah. The music, yeah. The art, the culture, as I say, it's the adhesive that brings the community together. If you look in the village, you know, traditionally there's a festival every month. There's bhajans, and then there's dance, and there's walking on the fire, and there's so many things that happen, and always with food, you know. In Pongal time, you have to have pumpkin. In the July, the Adi Masam, you have ragi porridge, the kuru. In the Diwali, we have something called adrisan that is made from, it's a biscuit, a sweet made from tinai, which is a foxtail millet. You know, so that you see the cultural identity of people is reinforced through celebration. And then when food is integrated with that, it's almost like there's a cultural nutritional identity that we carry. And I think the celebration is the golden key in bringing community together over essential, you know, things like food.
That festival would be going on again only one day, right?
It's a one day. It starts at 10, and as I say, there's going to be music all night.
Next morning, 6:30.
Yeah, and it'll end hopefully with a puja, where a friend of mine who is a pujari from Kerala, and he'll do a havan, a devotional fire puja, you know.
That puja would be for the earth or.
For the Devi, for the goddess, which is the earth as well as everything else.
For our listeners, let's say puja, it's a blessings. And it's a ritual which is often performed here for various things, either health or wealth or good food and so forth.
This is a devotional giving thanks puja.
And giving thanks. Yeah. And the music part, what you can expect? You said the jam session, you mentioned that...
The jam session, we don't know what to expect, frankly. Okay. It could be very interesting.
Apart, you mentioned Armando and Dani, which, as far as I remember, they've been part of Lively Up Your Earth since
a long time. I mean, since Dani was a young teenager. I think he was 14 or 13 when he first played there. And now he's... he's just still a young, very young man, but a highly accomplished musician on many levels. In my eyes, he's one of the top musicians in the town. You know, he's so wonderful.
As far as I remember, they were always part of the Lively Up Your
Earth. Yeah, I mean, Armando has always been part of my life. I mean, there was a gap when he went away to America for a while, but before that, I was, you know, I had the chance to. Playing my first band in Oroville with Armando inviting me and you know, Armando's big heart.
Yes, it
always
is.
With the music, no? So, yeah, Armando is there with the Beatles tribute, which I think is really sweet to have a tribute band to the Beatles in a festival like that. It's going to be great. And as I say, Swaram with the sound healing will be there. And there will be Francois and a few other things. And we also have a circle dance with Lucille, who she's been doing circle dance at Solitude for a few years now. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a moment where we stop everything there'll be the big circle dance. But there'll also be a second stage, which is in the secret garden. And that'll be a smaller stage, a little shorter set, but little sets going on there. And who knows what pops up in there. Could be quite interesting. I know there's one Hindustani fusion act planned there. By Gaurav will be very nice, and a young girl called Sadhana, she's going to, she was born and named after Sadhana Forest, so she's going to play there, and some others will perform there as well. So there'll be lots of things going on all day.
Yeah. I believe you still have openings for the musicians, you are still not totally fixed?
Musicians kind of fixed, actually, yeah. Mm. Musician, little bit of space on the Secret Garden stage, which is possible, but...
An emergence?
Emergence, unfortunately, no. I mean, I might play myself one or two songs, I might just play, but my bass player has left the country due to visa problems, Mishko, and... yeah, I haven't really thought about it. At the moment, it's a bit of a heartache that Mishko is not here. And I haven't considered asking Kartik and Sounder, the drummer and my violinist, to come. But who knows? Let's see. Maybe something happens.
Sure, we can be surprised.
But there's definitely space for volunteers to come and help. We need volunteers. Anything talent you think you have or capacity you think you have, whether it's moving sand from A to B or or doing some graphics work or help making signs or digging a compost toilet or administration, everything possible.
Social networking, probably.
Yeah, definitely. That's also going on. Yeah. Mm.
Documentation.
Yeah, sure.
Sound, video,
but practical things at the moment, mostly like getting it ready that the festival can happen.
If somebody wants to volunteer, he should contact you.
Yeah, sure. KrishnaMackenzie@oroville.org.in.
Or he or she should just come to Solitude Farm.
Equally good. The more practical you are, the more we'll get going.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually offering, just to give, just to make a little context, if people come at 8 to 12:30, then we offer everyone lunch and in the cafe, and we have like a morning work session going on.
Apart from that, because I remember the last edition, which was, what was that, 2014?
2016.
The community was upset because there was an entrance fee.
No, 2016 was free.
Okay, actually. Then the one before.
Yes.
The one before was entrance fee. So this year...
I mean, I think it's misleading to talk about community being upset because, you see, who makes the most noise, they then become the community. But many, many people congratulated me as that being a real music festival. Now, this music festival will be free.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, still we have a lot of expenses, so we have to find out where they come from.
So I believe that you created the financial service account with donations possibly to be given towards it?
Yeah, we have a financial service account, Lively Up Your Earth. So if anyone wants to offer money, welcome, please, offer away. Yeah. But otherwise, you know, I mean, it's always tough, the money thing, you know. As I say, it's... People are very opinionated about many, many things, whether there should be a radio or whether there should be this or whether we should be allowed to have this or that. And yet people are, you know, full of hypocrisy as well. The fact of the matter is that offering money at the gate when it's a co-created festival, that doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
You know, so it would be nice if we could find a way that people could come and offer a contribution from their heart because they recognize that they're part of the festival, that it's their festival. That's the type of donation that we want to receive, you know, whether it's 1 rupee or you know, or a lakh rupee. But we want to receive something from the heart because it's only with love that we do this. There's no other motive.
Mm. Yeah, but the truth is that those 5 editions, we witnesses, we recorded them. I think last 2, they were also going online directly.
Yeah.
With
Andre, we did a time delay. Streaming was quite amazing, yeah.
It was directly streaming, and it might happen that this time it will be also video streaming right away.
Let's hope so, yeah. We leave that in your hands.
Radio to also TV. But yet, every festival, it was really a joyful community experience. I have to say that because it was joy to be part of it, to be there.
Yeah.
To also mingle, to talk with people you don't have time otherwise because you're busy with some other things, whatever you're doing. Yeah. And also to see the talents of our community and maybe people from outside.
Yeah, sure. I mean, as I said, this festival, it's really going to be Tamil-centric as well.
Mm.
There's going to be invitations in the village for people to come because this local food is not, you know, it's not only about Oroville, it's about the whole bioregion because this is this Mother Earth. She's not only blessing Oroville, you know, it's the whole Earth. So we really have a lot of communication out in Tamil.
When you're talking about the bioregion, but as far as I can see also, the bioregion, it's forgetting the values of what is there already, no?
Like everywhere, like Oroville, like village, like city, like Berlin, like London, like anywhere. It's a human phenomena that the more we value, you know, the more that money defines things, you know, like if you look in education, it's more important to have an exam than we value your unique qualities as a person. You know, it's more important how many drugs we can sell rather than your health and well-being, you know. Everything is upside down. That industrialized agriculture, it's not about the nutritional value of those vegetables. It's about how it looks. It's round and red and shiny and it'll sell well. But actually,
and it's about the profit, no?
Yeah, it's all about profit. So until we move away from that, we never understand, but hang on, wow, there's so many things growing around us, you know? And that's what I'm trying to show, that well-being emerges from healthy earth. and our relationship with it. That's all. It's not, this isn't nuclear science, you know, this isn't rocket science. This isn't some expert talking. You know, all of this Tamil Nadu, everyone lived like that before.
Yeah, they did, but...
And in Europe as well, you know,
yes,
everywhere. But we've moved away and it's time to move back, that's all.
For those who don't know you, how long you've been here?
It's 26 years in January, yeah.
It's quite some time now.
A little bit, yeah, more than half my life now.
And you speak fluently Tamil?
Not fluently, but good enough to do the TV show in Tamil.
So we can expect also the media coverage of Lively Up Your Earth, media from the outside, from the
region. From Tamil Nadu probably, as well. There I mean, now there. It will be very difficult to avoid that because the message has really gone out there. This is 500,000 views of the video. It's you can imagine what my inbox looks like. You know, you wake up and there's 100 friend requests. We had to, you know, there's another, you know, it's non-stop. There was another request today from a major channel, and it's like, okay, cool. Now it's when it rains, it pours, you know. And now the message gets out there. Now something happens, and hopefully because of that, Oroville also recognize, you know. I mean, not that Oroville is not recognizing, but that as a community, we can go deeper into it, you know, and define our community by our essential needs, which is primarily nutritional, water, you know, start with those basic needs and create a community around that.
Which was that TV you said, Sun or something like that?
Sun TV, they rang me this morning. The other one was Satyam TV. And this one is the one that's on the internet. It's called Dinamala. And it's the number one news, Tamil news website. So you can imagine, no, it's... Yeah, it's a lot of... But the response is so touching. I mean, I felt struggling in my own community for so many years. And the response I'm getting is like, many thanks to you. Thank you. We're proud of you. This, that. You know, it's just very warm. A lot of warmth I'm receiving at the moment. It's like, wow, you know. And yeah, it's very, very moving, actually. It's very, very moving. And this festival will be awesome. It's going to be very good. And a lot of energy is going to be made so that people have an opportunity to get a very good experience about this message. We're talking about a practical level. You know, it's nothing about me. It's this information that they need to integrate and see it and taste it and feel it and get a tree and get a seed and go back and say, well, shit, man, this guy can do it. I can do that. That's easy, you know. That's the aim, you know.
Yeah, you also practice in the permaculture, so to speak, which is a Fukuoka concept of intermingling.
I think that, you know, agriculture and all of these things have become organic farming, permaculture, urban farming, vertical gardening, you know, biodynamics has become very complicated. You know, before there was a relationship with the earth. And there was a season, and in this season we ate those foods and we were aware of these things, you know, we had a relationship. So it's not so much about all permaculture and Fukuoka, it's more about honoring Mother Earth, you know, as the base of our existence, and then honoring all the gifts that she has for us. And then trying to honor the creativity in the community and bring, with celebration, bring us back to some a sense of well-being that starts with nutritional, you know.
I think you are running the restaurants as well, and I believe that the feedback from coming from your table are appreciative.
Yeah, it's very good. The cafe is very good.
Because I know that you're running the closest to us, we call it live food, because it's directly from the field.
Yeah, the concept that people are calling it, although I don't like concepts at all, but it's called farm to plate. Yeah.
I think even my body does know the difference if I pick up the fruit and eat it right away or if I go and buy it, something which was...
There's something ripened, very concrete. We have ripened. Become desensitized. That's the problem. But when you eat that food, you know, there's immediately some sort of, I don't know what it is, prana or some energy, some taste. That taste is Mother Earth. You know, that's goodness.
I don't know. I call it life food because also the water. I had that experience that if you drink in the life water or you drink in the water which I don't know, it's dynamized or whatever it is filtered, it's a huge difference. And the body does know it.
Yes.
Even if your mind you don't recognize the taste maybe, but the body does recognize it. You know. At least that is my experience.
It's a huge difference.
And it's also, are you fat or are you just eating something because you're supposed to eat? Yeah. It's also the difference, no?
Yeah.
I have to say that I really appreciate your work.
Thank you so much.
On many levels.
We appreciate radio also.
Krishna, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes, cool.
And we'll see you definitely on
12th of January.
12th of January.
10 a.m. Solitude Farm.
24 hours.
2019. Yeah, it's gonna be a show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.